Thank you and good morning. Green Diamond Resource Company announced on Wednesday that it's getting out of the redwood lumber business. Green Diamond will transition its subsidiary, California Redwood Company, out of the lumber business, but will still process the remaining logs for customers. Green Diamond will no longer process logs into lumber, but will continue to supply redwood logs to other mills for processing. Vice President Neil Ewald said that the company will focus on providing quality redwood logs for mills, as it has done for 60 years. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 3,000 block of Johnson Road in Hydesville on Tuesday after receiving numerous complaints from neighbors and parents and teachers at Hydesville Elementary about a suspected marijuana grow in a residence near the school. Deputies contacted a 28-year-old woman returning from walking one of her children to school, as well as 27-year-old Michael Carr. Deputies found 176 marijuana plants in an indoor grow in a detached garage, several pounds of dried and processed marijuana, $3,000 in cash, three weapons, along with high-capacity magazines. Carr was arrested and booked for cultivation and possession, and the woman was cited and released. She will face similar charges as well. Sheriff's deputies responded to private property near Orleans on Tuesday after two Karuk tribal members reported a man was growing marijuana at ceremonial dance grounds. The tribal members had detained the man until deputies arrived, and deputies interviewed the suspect who claimed he was growing for medical use. They then searched the area. Deputies confiscated more than 600 growing plants, and the suspect was ordered to begin a cleanup of the area. The grow was located on private property owned by an absentee landlord, but the Karuk tribe had permission to use the site for its ceremonial dances. Deputies will seek a warrant for the suspect on cultivation and trespassing charges. 61-year-old Shelter Cove resident Frank Basso died on Wednesday as a result of injuries he suffered in a traffic collision on Upper Pacific Drive on Monday. Basso was riding his motorcycle southbound when Whitethorn resident Franklin Wilson turned in front of him, resulting in the collision. Basso was airlifted to Reading and placed in ICU and finally succumbed to his injuries yesterday. Impairment does not appear to be a factor in the crash, and the cause remains under investigation. And the CHP is investigating a fatal traffic collision on State Route 162 that claimed the life of a 60-year-old resident of Covelo and sent two others to the hospital with injuries. The driver, 40-year-old Shannon White, lost control of the vehicle while headed westbound. The car hit a berm and then tumbled down an embankment into the bed of the Eel River, where it came to rest on its roof. The deceased was sitting in the right rear passenger seat and suffered fatal injuries, while White and the front seat passenger suffered minor and major injuries. The passenger was taken to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. The cause remains under investigation, and impairment does not appear to have played a role. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies arrested 48-year-old Edersburg resident LaDonna Delera on Tuesday after receiving a call about an assault with a firearm committed against a 74-year-old man, Delera's father. When deputies reached the residence on Harrow Road, they contacted Delera, who told deputies she fired a shot into the ceiling when her father started walking menacingly toward her, and that she then hit him several times with the .357 handgun, along with her hands and feet. Deputies found the victim at a neighbor's house when he exhibited signs of injuries. Delera was arrested and booked into jail for assault with a firearm. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call made from the 76 gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville early Tuesday morning. The clerk reported he had just been robbed and that the suspect was fleeing on foot. Deputies reached the scene within 2 minutes and searched the area for the suspect, but he had managed to escape. The clerk said he was seated behind the counter when the suspect entered wearing a mask on his face, a baseball cap, a light-colored jacket, and who acted as if he was armed. The clerk said he never saw a weapon and gave the suspect an undisclosed amount of cash, and the robbery remains under investigation. That's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.